Here we go. I think we're live. Welcome to the Business Circle live show for spiritual, intuitive, and holistic entrepreneurs. My name is Andrea Cowdy, and I'm a content strategist. And as usual, I'm here today with my partner in crime, Kerry McGillwraith, psychic medium. Hey,
Hi.
Kerry, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Welcome to our guests today, whether you're watching it live or watching the replay. Hope you guys are having a great time. We're in Sydney. Both Kerry and I are in Sydney, and the weather is absolutely miserable. So hope it's much nicer where you are right now. So today we're talking about social media, which is a huge subject, but we're going to keep it light and airy and cover the basics,
Simple.
I think, today.
Simple.
Okay, let me put our names up actually, because I forgot to put our names up, because actually Be Live Show allows you to do that. Here we go. So people know who we are. And the reason why there is a two next to my name is because I've got two cameras going, but I'm only using one live, and that's my number two camera. So it's not like that there's two of me. I wish sometimes if I could explain myself, that would be really good, really great.
That would be helpful for a lot of us, I think.
Yeah, I think so. All right, so today's agenda is social media. So why don't we start with as soon as I can bring up our agenda. Okay. Can social media really help build your business?
Well,
That's the
absolutely.
question.
I think so. A lot of people these days use social media platforms as search functions, even. So, we used to go from, I think it was Yahoo back in the day. We went from
Yahoo?
Yahoo,
I don't know what you're talking about.
showing my age. And then we went to Google, and that now most people always use Google to search things. And then we went through a stage when we were looking for products. We didn't even search Google, we searched eBay. So I remember I went through that phase. And now if I'm looking for something, I tend to search Facebook before I even go anywhere else because I find that I can actually get better detail on the actual business itself. Like, because you've got reviews and everything on Facebook. So you actually, they don't, you can't hide those. So, if the business is being not so transparent in what they do or don't have good values, then that'll come up really clearly. Whereas on their website, of course, they're only going to show you the good stuff, right? So social media can be really important for that.
This was a discussion that we were having in one of the groups, Facebook groups recently. Someone was asking why is it important for a business to have a Facebook page? And I said pretty much the same things that you said, but also mentioned the fact that I want to see how those businesses interact with their customers online, because from a website, I can't see that. I can see the products they're selling and the services, and all the whiz bangs. That could have been designed by, designers and, copywriters and all that. So to me, they don't necessarily reflect that, day-to-day running of the business. And when I read their Facebook page of Facebook posts and see how they interact with customers, that to me tells me a lot more about what a business is like than an actual website.
Yes, it
Yeah.
certainly does. It gives you that insight into the true side of the business, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 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 yeah. If there's any issues, like an unhappy customer posts a bad review and how a business comes back and how they use it as an opportunity to improve their customer service or just completely, trash their image by handling it really, really badly, because you can see both.
Yes, absolutely. But it also gives you a platform for, like most of us have seen those pages you may like on the side of our internet browser when we're in Facebook. So if we have certain likes and interests in our profile, then it'll bring other pages up. So it gives, like if you're doing really good stuff on your Facebook business page, it gives an opportunity for you to then be automatically be promoted just by someone else's interests.
Yeah, yeah, just by being active on your page, you don't really need to do anything extra. Yeah, absolutely. No. I find it really odd nowadays when someone, when a business doesn't have a social media profile.
I
feel like I want to ask them the question, why not? How come you're not on Facebook? Although Facebook is not the be-all and end-all to everything, there are other social media platforms like Instagram, for example. Twitter is also very popular. Some people look at YouTube as a social media platform, although I'm not quite sure I agree with that. But, yeah, there's all sorts of stuff that you can use nowadays, even Snapchat, I think.
Oh, yes.
Does anyone use Snapchat?
I know. Apparently all the young ones use Snapchat.
Really?
I still don't get it. Other than the filters, I have no idea what I'm doing. Maybe I'm just too old.
No, I think the reason why there are so many different social media platforms is because they cater for different different needs and different behaviours and different types of interactions.
And you've also got...
They would all be the same.
Yeah,
you know?
You've also got LinkedIn, so the professional social media. And
yeah, I think people think of LinkedIn as the boring type of social media, which is it's a bit of a shame because that's what I used to think, actually. I used to think LinkedIn, I always said LinkedIn. Body and sleep, maybe. You know. I used to think that was really, really boring until I actually started building up my network of interesting people. And then the more interesting people I started having in my network, the more interesting my newsfeed on LinkedIn became. So,
yeah. And each social media platform will depend on how you like to consume content as well.
Mm.
So that's a really big, big thing.
We could go on and on about this kind of stuff. I think it's just, like, how do you cover social media in about half an hour to 40 minutes?
No, you don't.
We're going to make an attempt.
I know. We're going to give it a go.
Yeah. Okay. So what I think keeps a lot of people, a lot of spiritual practitioners especially, from actually using social media is visibility issues. There's lots of questions and lots of talks around boundaries and fears, and that's all to do with visibility. I hear a lot of people say, "Oh, you know, it's too techie. I can't use the tech, or I can't do this, I can't do that." And my thing is, my feedback is always that you can learn. You can learn even if it's just the basics. You know, the very simple stuff that you can learn. So. When I hear that, I'm not hearing that I'm having tech issues. What I'm hearing is I'm having visibility issues, but I'm using tech issues as a cover for my visibility issues.
There's a lot of people are talking about visibility, and I find it's a really big topic at the moment. Like, there's a lot of places where they're actually talking about visibility, and I'm not sure that all of it is. Does it make sense? Like, I think people hide behind it being a visibility issue, but I don't feel that it always is. I feel that people generalize in that context. So sometimes it's not necessarily a visibility issue. It's actually the person that you're trying to help is more introverted. So they're never going to be that person who wants to be really, really visible, but they will be able to deliver a service really well, but they just don't do that side right. They can be visible in many other ways that doesn't trigger the fear that goes with it, right? So being visible doesn't mean you have to get on and do Facebook lives. It just doesn't mean that. To me, being visible is just
about
being
video, isn't it?
No, it's not. Like, video can be really, really important. It reaches a really good range of audience, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I don't need to tell you, but, you know.
I love video.
Because that's your thing. You love video.
Totally, I think.
It is your thing, but at the same time, there's a lot of people that can still have visibility without doing video. And I think a lot of people create that general sweeping generalization that visibility is all about video. And I don't think it needs to be there because visibility is such a broad thing. Like to me, to be visible on a social media platform means that you just need to turn up. In the
That's the
simplest
first
form,
step, isn't it? You just have
just
to
need to
turn
turn
up.
up. That's it. And that can be done in any way, shape, or form. You can write, you can put a picture up. It doesn't have to be you, it can just be a picture of whatever you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like you can be completely and utterly visible without seeing your face on every second post.
That's pretty much my page, I think.
Yeah.
I think there's another element of visibility on social media, and that is interacting with others.
Yes.
Because when you interact with others, you don't need to you don't need to ask the question. He's in the background.
Yes. It's still school holidays.
School holidays, yes, because we're in New South Wales, right?
Yes.
What was I saying? Oh yeah. When you're interacting with others, that is a form of visibility because every time you interact, and I'm not just talking about, like a comment or giving reactions by those little emojis. I'm talking about actual contribution to posts when you start a conversation with people. That is a form of visibility, isn't it? Because as soon as
Yep.
you do that, you put yourself in front of other people, you express your opinion or you express your support. So even if you don't post constantly about your own stuff, but you actually interact with other people, that still provides you visibility, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yep. Totally.
Mm.
That's why it
Yeah.
doesn't need to be all about being in everyone's face. Because I think that that's just, it's not right for everybody. It works for a lot of people, but it's just not right for everybody. And being a spiritual and energy person, that can be really, really draining.
It can be. So what are the challenges
In social
of
media.
social media as a spiritual person? Like I know what mine are. For example, I'm very selective of what spaces I'm in. I don't belong or contribute to any spaces that have to do with religion or politics, because that to me is a form of trigger, and I know that it would suck me in, and I would waste a lot of time just yapping about stuff. So I don't go to those spaces. I also try to stay away from anything to do with weight loss, for example, because that's another time-sucking thing for me and the trigger as well. And also creating those boundaries of are you going to use your social media to chat around with your friends all day, or are you actually going to spend some time working on your business? Facebook games, for example, we all know how easy it is to just, lose a couple of hours a day on, I don't know, Farmville or whatever the current, hip game is.
I don't play them.
Neither do I, for good reason. For good reason. Yeah. So
I played
what
them
are the challenges?
a long time ago when Candy Crush was a thing. I played it then, but that was only because I was in competition with my husband.
Good reason. Good
Yeah.
reason. Good
So
reason.
it
No
had
judgment.
nothing to do with anything else. Yeah. So other than that, I just find that I get drained even just playing those games. I get bored really quickly. I find my brain automatically dumps them as they're just time wasting. And I'd much rather be more productive spending that time in the business or with my family than sitting on a game. So,
Self-discipline, isn't it?
yep.
When you know your limits.
Yep. I don't even
And
keep them on my phone.
yeah, I think that's where a lot of people just fall off the wagon because your phone is always with you, no matter where you are. I'm just going to go to the bathroom to wash my hands, and half an hour later, you're still playing Candy Crush. Anyway, so as an energetic person, what are the challenges of being in online spaces with literally like 1.5 billion of other people?
Basically, it's like going to a really big party, is a good way to put it. Because regardless of the fact that some people still feel that, well, it's online, it's not really real. But it is. Energetically, you're still putting your energy into that space, and you're still getting drained by how much energy you're inputting into that space. So if I spend a day working on social media, I try and do, like if I'm setting up my Facebook page, doing all my scheduled posts and things like that, I try and do all of the work outside of Facebook and then basically have it all ready to go. So I spend like an hour in there just scheduling stuff and I don't do anything else. So if I have to do it, I go into focused stints, right? The other thing I do is I try to limit myself because there's so many groups on Facebook, and if you're in heaps of groups, what I found earlier in the year was that all I would see was all the posts in my news feed from these groups, and a lot of the groups that I'm in are business related, so it was constantly keeping my mind with the business at the forefront. Now that can be good, but it's extremely draining when all you're thinking and seeing is business. And so then I pulled myself back and took all the notifications out. And I used to see posts from my friends. I'm like, oh my God, I haven't seen you for like 3 years. Where did your stuff go?
Look what happens when you start regulating your own stuff, because you can. You
You get
can.
lost.
I don't think people really know just how much control they have over what they see and what they don't see. I think it's easy to just go, oh, it's in my news feed, whatever, but when you actually start thinking about, because news feed, the word feed, it's you're consuming the content, and the saying, you are what you eat. Or you are what you consume. Think of all the stuff that you consume in your social media news feed. Is it stuff that's actually uplifting? Is it stuff that you learn from? Or is it just, utter and complete garbage? Social media junk food, basically,
And you can hide all that, and I really recommend doing that, taking it out of your news feed. If it's not lifting you up or moving you forward, then take it out of your news feed. It's like you don't have to insult your friend because they're on a whinge rampage, right? You don't have to do that. You can just take them out of your feed, and then you're setting that boundary for you that you don't want to bring that stuff into your space. So you don't,
Very important.
and you can always go and check on them, right? You can go and look at their page on their own and just go and see what's going on. And if it's something, if everything's changed and calmed down, you can add them back in. But you don't have to keep them there if they're not going to make you feel good.
Or here's an idea. Ring them up. If you want to know how your friend is, give them a ring, or send them an SMS message or a Facebook message and get together, meet up for a coffee. Hello.
I know. And that's what
Instead
I
of
tend
just
to do.
relying on their news feed, like I don't know, people rely on people's news feed, other people's news feeds so much nowadays. I think that what happened to good old fashioned friends getting together and actually using words in the same space.
And that's what I tend to do. Like if because there's so I try not to spend a lot of time on Facebook because I found that it really drained me really badly, that I try and limit myself to probably an hour a day if I can. That now if I'm thinking about someone, because for me that's usually a sign I need to reach out, then if I think about them, I send them a message. That's just what I do. Instead of going onto their news feed and finding out what's going on and trying to see, and I just send them a message just to see how they are, what they're up to, just check in.
That's a bit stalkerish, isn't it? When you want to know how your friend is, so you secretly go on their Facebook profile and see what they've been up to. And then what if you find out that you've been unfriended? You know, oh, mama.
Oh, hasn't that happened? I've had that happen a few times too.
Well, things happen.
Seen their stuff for a while. I wonder what happened. You can go check to make sure everything's
Unfriended.
okay. Unfriended and sometimes even blocked.
Ooh, juicy.
Yeah, no. And see, that's the thing. Like when we get trapped in the whole social media part, that stuff can really hurt. And you need to know that, normally speaking, in the old days, I believe I'm
In
saying that.
the old
I
days,
know.
what do you mean?
In the pre-Facebook days, we would never even know that we had been dumped as a mate, right? Because unless we tried to call them and they never answered us, we just wouldn't know. We'd just be like, oh yeah, we haven't caught up with them for ages. I wonder what's going on there. Could take us 2 or 3 years before we work it
I
And
think
now,
social media changed a lot of things, including how we interact with each other in good ways and in bad ways.
very much so.
Very much so. Okay, so we talked about boundaries and fears. How about some practicalities of social media? Using for business growth. If you could give people one piece of advice on how to use social media for business growth, what would that be?
Consistency.
Ooh,
Consistency. Find a range of things that work for you that you want to put on your social media account. Whatever it is for you, it doesn't matter. It's got to feel good for you. And just make sure that you're consistent with it. Don't do, a post every day for 3 weeks and then nothing for 3 months, right? Because it kills all that traction that you had dead in the water. So if you,
It does, and it shows people that you're unreliable.
yes, that's right. So if you can't keep up with at least a post a day, then build yourself up to it, right? If that means that you start at 3 a week, then start at 3 a week. If that's all you can manage, then start at three and schedule wherever you can.
Oh, scheduling is so good. It's so good because you know that even if you can't come up with the goods on any particular day, you know, oh, it's okay, I've got one or two posts scheduled that will take the load off me. And especially with energetic people, I recommend that a lot to because energy is always up and down for most practitioners. So when they feel really energetic, really inspired, you know, really in the flow, that's when you create a whole bunch of content, and then you schedule it out over, you know, however long you want, knowing that when you hit that dip, then, you know, you'll
It doesn't
still be
matter.
looking after your tribe, your people, you know, they will still hear from you. It's not just like, I'll see you in a couple of weeks when I feel up to it, kind of thing.
Plus the
It's
other thing,
a two-way thing.
we've always spoken about the whole doing the practical, right, is a lot lower vibe than the work that we do, right? So I find
Definitely.
that if we do the practical in a big chunk, then you're basically getting all of the low vibe work out of the way so that you can cruise.
Exactly. It's like content creation and things like social media management and managing your marketing thing on social media or online in general for spiritual practitioners or for people that work from the energetic point of view is so much different than let's say running an accounting business or running I don't know a cake bakery or you know whatever food again I don't know it comes back to food with me all the time it's just one of those things Yeah, it's completely different because your a lot of your content will be inspirational and energy dependent. So you want to minimize that fluctuation of up and down as much as you can because you want to create that stability for your audience. You can't just take them on the ride with you.
No, and it doesn't mean that you can't post if you've got stuff scheduled for 6 weeks, doesn't mean that if you get this bright, inspired post in the middle of that you can't put it up. It just
Yeah,
means you put that up as well, right? You do that in the moment if you
absolutely.
feel it.
Absolutely. You feel like there's a this brilliant channeled message coming in, and you go, "Oh, sorry, I already have a Facebook post scheduled for today." So, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna do that. Yeah, don't do that. Just channel the message and put it out there if you've been inspired to do so. Absolutely. Yeah. So, with all these different social media platforms around, one of the most common questions that I get from people is, so which one do I choose and how do I choose? And then how do I do it?
Good question. And I'm not sure what you would say, but I would say always go with the one that you're most comfortable with first in using.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Because then if you already if you are already using the platform, then you are a lot more comfortable with it than something that you haven't used before. So creating that consistency that you talked about at the beginning, Kerry, it's going to be a lot easier than if you tried it on a platform that you still need to learn how to use. So whether it's Facebook or Instagram or even Twitter, although I don't know, I just don't get Twitter.
Yeah, I don't get Twitter either, don't. See,
I
we're
don't get Twitter.
old. Twitter and Snapchat are straight over my heads.
Like I've never used Snapchat for good reason, but even with Twitter, like try to restrict myself to 200 and like what 48 or something characters. Like what is that about? Like are you trying to tell me how many words I can say? Anyway, that doesn't work. It might work for some people who are happy to restrict what they want to say into number of characters that someone else gives them, but that's not me because I'm a rebel.
Oh dear.
Anyway, what's your favorite platform, Kerry?
Probably Facebook is my favorite platform. And Instagram's starting to become my second.
How
They're
did
the
you get
only
into
two that I really play on.
Instagram?
Someone told me I had to have it.
Okay.
You know, when you follow those big wigs and they're like, oh, you have to have all these things. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I had no idea what I was doing. None whatsoever. And in the last probably 3 weeks, I've started to actually work it out. And for me, a lot of it was the tech side of it because I wasn't used to using the platform. So other than posting a picture and picking a filter, that was about as good as it got for me. And that was always ad hoc. So now I've actually started to map out, a formula on the posts that I've put up. So like with my Facebook page, and this is the other thing, like work one out first before you move anywhere else. Because once you've got one humming along, then you can do different content on another one or repurpose the content that you had from the first one in a different way for the second one. Because some people only look at Instagram and some people only look at Facebook. So when you're on different platforms, you reach different people and you reach them for different reasons. So the content needs to be appropriate for both.
Exactly. I think this could get really complicated with, oh, look at your stats and what does your audience do? And, I've answered the million questions and that's supposed to help you work out what platform you should be on. But to me, it actually made things even more complicated.
Yes.
even more complicated. So what I did, I used a lot of automations and integrations. So most all of my Facebook stuff goes onto Twitter without me even having to do anything. It just, as soon as I post something on Facebook on my page, it just goes onto my Twitter profile and it just sits there. I don't really go onto it, but if someone if someone checks it out, they can see that I've got a Twitter account with like 600 and something tweets. Same with my Instagram. Everything on my Instagram goes onto my Facebook page and my Twitter as well. So I don't have to create content separately for all those different platforms. And some people say it's good to do it that way, other people say it isn't. It's like, what do you do with so much different schools of thought out there? It can get
Wow.
really confusing.
It does
I
get
think,
very confusing.
yeah. So this is, I think, where people who work with energy, all you spiritual people and holistic people and intuitive people, feeling to the energy of that platform. And that will depend on the energy of that platform will obviously depend on who you interact with on that platform.
Yeah,
So
makes a
how
big
does that
difference.
feel?
Yeah, it's all about, yeah, definitely everything is all about feel when you make those kind of decisions.
But, and it's okay to leave a platform if it doesn't feel good. Absolutely, isn't it? Just because someone told you to do it, it doesn't mean that you have to, labor away at it. If it makes you feel like poo, basically.
You've been talking to my youngest. All the
Well, does he use the word poo?
time. Drives me bananas. Convinced he's going to be a plumber.
Oh, it's a good profession. Good
Yeah,
profession.
I'm
Does
happy
he
for
need a
that.
social media page?
He's seven. We could have it built really big by the time he's 18.
But
We
what did you
start
want to be
now.
when you were seven, Kerry?
Fireman.
Oh, yes, I think that came up once before we talked about that.
Yeah.
Well,
Nailed
you
that
never know.
dream.
You can always change careers, go from psychic to fireman or woman
God, no.
person or
No
whatever the
way.
PC term is.
I can't run that fast. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Right. So, where can people get more help when it comes to this kind of stuff? Because you have a group, I have a group. We do kind of different things, but all in the same sort of genre. So, what's your pitch for your group?
So I run an intuitive and spiritual business group for women, and that's basically so that we can all get together and help each other out, and we basically do things the way that feel good for us. It's not about doing it the same way I do it or doing it the same way someone else does it. It's about taking your little bit from everyone, and whatever feels good to you incorporate that, and whatever doesn't, you just leave behind, which is basically the whole path of spirituality, right? Right there in a nutshell, that's what you do. Whenever I've been taught, it's always take what resonates and leave behind what doesn't, and later
Exactly.
and evolve along the way. So it's a really good community. You can actually share what you're selling. You also get really good help on other days. We do gratitude, we check in and do our manifesting for the week, and as well as little other things as well. So that's a really good route to tune in both spiritually and business.
Cool.
And
You'll
yours?
post. You post your group link under the video, so people
Absolutely.
can join.
Sure will.
Okay.
And your group?
My group, it's called the Intuitive Content Creators. There's a theme there, because we do work with a lot of intuitive people. So my group is for all intuitives who want to create content, who are looking for an alternative way to whatever is out there that is based very much on, follow this formula, and this is the process for step by step, whatever. So what I create in the group is a lot of learning, a lot of practical tips, and it's mainly focused on video, video first teaching, but it also includes all other types of content. It just means that you create video first, and then every other content that you create comes out of that. And so that's what you can learn from my group. There's no stuff like manifesting this and manifesting that, because that's all Kerry's stuff. That's all Kerry's stuff. Yeah, that's her group. Mine is like he's the learning. He's all the
All
training, all
practical.
practice. I'm a practical person, so I stick to what I'm good at. And I think that's one of the things on social media as well. Stick to what you're good at and stick to your thing. Don't get into someone else's thing because it's their thing. You find your thing. Yeah. I hope that made sense.
Made perfect sense to me.
Right. Well, I hope you guys, kind of had some ideas on what social media is like for spiritual and energetic practitioners. Feel free to join either or both of our groups, like our pages, whatever. There's plenty to learn from both of us if you are a spiritual practitioner or a holistic practitioner or an intuitive practitioner. There's loads and loads of content from both of us that is going to help you grow in your business and in your personal development as well, and your psyche development too, because you do the psyche development stuff too, Kerry, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Sure do.
so we'd love to have you along. And with that, I think we'll wrap it up for today.
Excellent.
We'll be back next week, and we have a special guest
On
for next week
Tuesday.
on Tuesday. Shall I announce our special guest for next week, Kerry?
Oh,
Shall
yes.
I? Yeah,
Yes, we
okay.
should. Yes.
Yes, we should. All right. Just because you said so. All right. Next week we're having Trudy Pavlovsky from This Chick Means Business, and she's going to talk to us about some juicy stuff to do with business for chicks.
Mental toughness.
Yes, mental toughness.
Yes.
Better toughen up for that one, I think.
She'll whip us both into shape.
Yeah, I
This could be
think
very
something about
entertaining for everyone else, by the
that. Well, we try to keep it light, don't we? We want people to enjoy this show, not cry or switch it off because it's boring. Because then
That's
what's the
it.
point? Yeah.
That's right.
All right, so we'll see you guys on Tuesday. I think we're on a 12
Yes.
as usual. Yeah, we're on a 12, so we'll see you then. Spread the word, lovely people, that this show is on, so we can have more people watching and more people enjoying. So we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
That last 15 seconds, when or 20 seconds, or maybe 30, I'm waiting for the end broadcast button to actually come up, which I've hit already, but nothing happened. So maybe we'll just keep broadcasting forever.
Bye.
I think we're almost there. We go.
Thank you.